Welcome to episode 216 of The Numbers Game. I'm Jace. I'm here with Nick and Marty. How are we, fellas?
Going well, Jace. 84 off 300 episodes. I mean, we would be getting juiced up, wouldn't we, about this time? So, mate. Feeling good, mate. Nick, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, feeling really good. Getting ready to round the year out. It's been a big one. I was going to say limping to the line, but no, I wouldn't say that. I'm feeling pretty good at the moment. So, yeah, no, feeling good, but looking forward to wrapping the year up. Pretty sure Jace has already got the venue booked for episode 300. He's well and truly there, Marty. We're just going to hurry up and catch up, you and I. He's already
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Oh, Jace, how are you going?
Mate, good. We'll be holding the butt up more than the Aussies will be at this point in the early days of some of the series that I've seen lately. But anyway, we won't get too into the happenings of what's going on there. We'll stay focused on, yeah, raising the bat for the numbers game, episode 300. Got a big celebration for 250 planned and then an even bigger one for 300. So just getting the people excited and getting up and about. But quick one, though, before we fire. Nick, you're getting plenty of sleep. Everything's going well?
Yeah. And I'm being very cautious. Well, I'm not really being cautious. I'm telling everyone, everyone that asks, but I'm not counting my chickens. But at the moment, lots of sleep. Yeah. I'm sort of averaging 6 hours, which is great. My wife lets me go upstairs and sleep during the night. Rosie, our newborn, wakes up once during the night, and Alicia doesn't feel the need to bother me with that because there's not much I can really do. So I do a late feed at about 11. Get her down by 12, and then the alarm goes off at 6. So I'm sleeping later than what I was because I'm staying up later, obviously, to do that last feed. But that's all right, just switching things up.
Just like clockwork, mate. Fantastic.
There's a few variables in there, Marty. But that's what we're doing at the moment, which is good. And, you know, you could probably attest to this, Marty, but the thing I've noticed is because you are always tired, there's no issues getting to sleep. Like sometimes I used to go to bed and, you know, stare at the ceiling for an hour thinking about things. Not anymore. I just go upstairs and go to bed and I'm out cold.
Yeah, for all the joys of parenting, that constant state of exhaustion is fantastic. And, you know, it's good now Charlie's 11. We get to watch movies together and he does sleep through. But what a joy that is. Took about 8 years. But it's good. So, it's a good start. Keep going. So
yes.
So, Where are we heading? I want to head somewhere into the future, Jace. What have you got for us today? Because, you know, we're grinding to the end of the year and, you know, leaping to the finishing line. But
leaping.
What have you got for us?
It.
Give us something.
Over the weekend, I was away down in Inverloch with the fam. Casey wasn't able to come, but I went down to join my brother and sister-in-law and their little boys, Hendrix and Chester, about 3 and 1.5, and the boys are just mad. Like, they're in that age where just, like, two brothers go absolute chaos. And I escaped into the caravan at one point because I'm like, Uncle Jace just needs a few minutes of Uncle Jace time. And it was pissing down rain and the caravan got flooded. There was like a moat of water around the caravan. So I'm like, I'm going to hide in there and then no one else will come in and annoy me. And the point is, when I was in there, I looked up at the TV and there was a segment on Morning Sunrise about vision boards. Now, don't leave yet. Don't, you know, hear me out. And it actually got me thinking about, you know, I've done vision boards over the years and the last one was completed quite a few years ago. And I thought, you know, I was sitting there at a moment of reflection while I continued to avoid being out in the puddles with the kids. And I thought, you know, what was on my vision board from 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago? Like, kind of, you know, and then I thought, what actually gets people to go to this point of starting a vision board? And often it's like at the start of a business or some kind of life-changing event where you're like, okay, cool, I've got this change on, I'm going to lay out a bit of a vision. And, you know, I decided to do a vision board many, many years ago. And upon reflection, it was things like, you know, getting, you know, multi-million dollar turnover accounting firm, award winning, you know, winning the Zero Accounting Partner of the Year award, which we won twice, getting on TV as an accountant at some stage, you know, that I had all this kind of stuff, running a marathon, hiring X amount of people, going to the NBA in America. And, you know, I've ticked off a few of these things over the years and it got me thinking that I feel like I've become quite stagnant in a sense that now that there's nothing on this, you know, future achievement list or things that I'm aiming towards. And I kind of wanted to, again, just approach that topic of vision boards with you guys, have a bit of an ask of, you know, have you heard of them? What do you know about them? Have you done one before? And then go into a bit of a why and how they work when it comes to, you know, the mind and everything else. So Marty, I might start with you. Vision board, done one, been there, got yeah, one, well, got one on the wall at home.
Yeah, well, I used to think it was total bullshit, to be blatantly honest, when I was 20, probably about 27, 28, until I saw people doing it. And then I thought, I'll put some goals up on my screensaver. And it was my vision laptop. And strangely enough, forgot about it, right? Forgot about it for 5 years. But then reflected on some of the goals I put up, and they were all accomplished. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I think I was adamant that by having it there, I had a focus point, and then obviously executing plans to achieve them was the key to the vision board as well. So if you didn't have a direction, then you're just working, right? And you'll see where it ends up. It's like anything, you have a financial plan so you know where you're going. I see it very similar in some ways, but there's something about, it depends if you're a visual person, which I am, but having the picture on the screen constantly at me obviously had some impact in me achieving those things. So my wife does it very practically. Like, she'll have actually a chipboard and put up pictures that she wants to accomplish, and she's done that religiously for the last 15 years that I can remember anyway, and most of them get accomplished, strangely enough. So I think it's a great guide, but I think you also have to put the execution into it, because those opportunities will arise, but you have to put in the actions. And I think sometimes from what I've seen, that's where it's fallen down. And I know myself, if I put something up and I don't take the right course of action, it's never going to happen. But it's a great focus point. That's my perspective. Nick?
I've flirted with one before, but I think I didn't do it the right way. And the more I think about it, it's definitely got relevance. And I can see why they work, but I would kind of think that's more of a strategy board. I'm thinking out loud here, or mapping out a plan is more appropriate. So I'm not saying that your goals were wrong, Jace, but you've achieved them already. So, you know, what was your ultimate vision and where were you trying to get to? And maybe some of those visions that you had were a stepping stone. So, you know, when I think of vision board, I think of big, hairy, audacious goals. This is what I think. So I think about, okay, retirement, I want a house in, you know, this suburb, I want to live a comfortable life, I want 3 kids, whatever that might be. That for me is the vision. And then, okay, well, what do I need to do in the meantime to get there? So for me, it's more, okay, this is the strategy that I'm going to take, but I need to remind myself what I'm actually trying to achieve here so that I don't deviate from the strategy, or I don't lose sight of the strategy or the goal, or lose momentum, or I'm unmotivated one day. I've got to remind myself why I'm actually doing this versus, okay, this is what I want it to look like, and geez, I hope I get there one day. And if I know that I look at it, it means I'm going to work really hard. So for me, I think vision boards can be a little bit too far away. What does the now look like, and what do I have to do day to day to make sure that I'm ticking off what I need to in the short term to get to that long-term vision? That's my take on it. I might have muffled on a bit there.
No, I think you're right. That makes sense. Like, mind mapping is very good too, like where you have a vision as the end picture, but you mind map the steps to get there. And that's some people utilize that. And I think that's very effective, where you're taking bite-sized activity steps to get to the ultimate goal. And that to me is a bit more tangible.
Well, it gives you direction, right? Yeah. So look, I mentioned a nice house on the beach with 3 kids. If that was your vision, so, okay, well, that's great, but what am I doing to get there? What's the direction in the next 12 months, 6 months, 3 months, week, you know? So I think, yeah, and people can sometimes just have these visions.
Yeah.
And then at times they might seem too far-fetched too.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I'm pondering on, you know, my first attempt And I've done a couple over the years, but I haven't done one for a long time, right? So I think had I refined it or revisited and kind of redefined it and done it again, how would it look? So I think the idea of clarity or clarifying your goals. So I had running a marathon on there, and I think I've done four or five since then. But now the updated vision board, I'd have specific times. Like my first marathon was like a 4:20. And then I'm like, okay, I want a sub 4 marathon. I've done a sub 4 marathon. Now I want a 3:30 marathon. So it'd be getting some more clarity and refinement on not just having the picture on the vision board of, you know, a marathon medal. It's then becomes what are some of the refined details? So all good and well.
Here's a question, not to interrupt you, but
no, please.
What is your actual vision? Why are you doing that? So,
well, there's a picture of a guy's body next to the marathon thing about health and fitness reasons. So tying into that, which I haven't nailed that bit. That bit of the vision board, I look nothing like the picture that I put on there. So there's a bit of work to do on a few things on the vision board.
Yeah, but that's perfect. So for me, the vision would be, okay, in my, 60s. I'm just thinking about this on the spot. I haven't actually thought about this, but now that I think about it. So I've had a daughter fairly late in life. So, I'm 40, just turned 42. So I'm going to be my mid-50s with a 15, 16-year-old, give or take. And then if we have another child, I could be in my late 50s with a teenager. So my vision might then be, okay, well, I want to be super active and healthy and fit at age 60. I want to be outside of the norm. So that's my vision. What are the goals? Well, I might get there by doing marathons. And my strategy is, well, I want to be able to complete a half marathon by 2027. And I want to be able to complete a full marathon in this time by 2028. And that's how I'm going to get to the ultimate vision, which is to be super healthy and active at age 60. I don't know. I'm just mucking around here, but
I like it because as we kind of break down, the hows, the whys, and how does this work? So that visualization or having that, what you've just talked through, like having that longer term plan of a goal by that age, what do you have to do between now and then to get there? So, the whole purpose of a vision board obviously clarifies where you want to go and the goals you're trying to achieve, helps keep you focused and puts you motivated or in the right mindset to achieve that success. If you don't define it or plant the seed that's where you want to get to, it's also about the subconscious mind and the decisions that we make around manifestation. So if you know that you want to be fit and healthy at the age of 55 to 60 because of the purpose to be there for your family and your kids as they grow older, even if you define that now and that's somewhere in your mind, you will subconsciously start to make decisions that will help you get there because of the fact that you've defined this. Then if it's physical on a board, let's say it's on the back of your door before you leave the house every day, even if you catch a glimpse at a particular goal that is a picture on the back of your door or somewhere that you see, your desk at home, something when you get out of bed, it's on your bedside table. These are also further touch points that continue to get inside the psyche of your mind and your brain that help you to make decisions towards getting where you want to be. So I think, I've probably underestimated the power of the vision board, the things that were on mine that I've just done day to day for the sake of doing. Some of the decisions around, keynote speaking for the CPA, I had on there that, future Jace, I want to be involved in keynote speaking, paid gigs where I'm flown somewhere to speak in front of hundreds of people and I get paid to do it because I absolutely love being on stage and providing value to an audience. Now, subconsciously or not a deliberate decision, but this podcast as an example, doing hundreds of episodes and hours of content has helped me to be able to speak in front of a microphone, speak in front of a camera and talk to people more than probably, when I listened back to the episodes from 3 years ago. So it's little things like that that can, and I wouldn't have even known that it was a deliberate thing that ended up happening, but the decision-making, if you know more about your vision board than not having one, I believe, that's my personal belief there, is that actions and decisions happen subconsciously due to planting those ideas there.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. And I think what I like about that one, Jace, is it's linked to a skill you're very good at already, and it's just an expansion of that skill. And I think there's a natural alignment to that vision to, what you do in life now. And I like when you were talking about it, I could see that sort of expanding into the future and naturally happening. You might get a few calls off this podcast, mate, the way you delivered that. The one thing I'd say to be careful of with vision boards is, and ask the question is, why do you want to achieve what you want to achieve to? Make sure that alignment is there. I found a lot of people, particularly when I was doing some mentoring in the US, were very big on materialistic things, and it was coming from a place of lack. And if that's your unconscious, your subconscious foundation, then that lack will present in many different ways. So I think you don't in life. What I've learned as I've got older is you don't always get you get what you think you deserve. I think it's the best way of putting at it. And if at some subliminal level you don't think you deserve that good outcome, it'll find a way to basically dissemble itself. So for me, it was very much about being, you know, present, being in alignment, as Jay spoke about then. But something you can do that's really interesting, if you have a vision for something you want to do, come back to today and say, what are the activities you can do today to feel those good feelings now? So a lot of the times people go, I won't feel good until I achieve that. And there's this whole time of this undeservedness of not feeling good, not feeling motivated. So you might fight through to a result and get there and go, it wasn't as good as I thought. But if you can actually bring those feelings from that vision into today and do the activities that build towards that, just like Jace was saying about being on the podcast and, you know, he's expressing himself, telling stories, you know, he's displaying that today, then that's really powerful. And that's the thing. So just ask yourself the question as to why you want it. Because for me, it was all about, in my 30s, it was all about I wanted something, like it might be a house, it might be this and that. Totally changed now. It's all about how do I want to be in my day? How do I want to enjoy my day? And there's still goals, but it's much more aligned about enjoying every day because I guess there's less runway than what I had when I was 30. So it's like it changes. You still have visions of what you want to accomplish, but for me the most important thing is having fulfillment in the day. And if I don't have that, that's probably something I need to address consistently. But that changes with age and time as things get more important, you know, in different ways. So, yeah, I hope that resonates.
100%. And just to throw it up there or throw it in there, my absolute favorite vision board story, I don't know if you guys know it. You probably do. It's the famous one. Do you know Jim Carrey's vision board story or vision story?
No, I don't. So,
well, there you go. Just for you, Nick, and maybe a few extra listeners out there who may not have heard it. Jim Carrey's also by far one of my all-time favorite actors. In the early 90s, Nick, Jim Carrey was a struggling actor, you know, wasn't really getting the gigs that he wanted, wasn't feeling the success that he should have felt, but he's putting in the work and, you know, trying his best to become, you know, this funny actor that he became. And in the early 90s, he wrote himself a check and he wrote $10 million to be checked, to be cashed or banked, whatever they do with a check, I don't know these days, to be banked in 1994. So it was early 1990s, $10 million for acting services rendered. And he folded the check up and put it in his pocket and he carried it with him everywhere. And he kept on working on it and working on it. He said from a vision board point of view, he's quite famous for his videos on vision boards. He would print off pictures of himself and stick it on a red carpet. And he'd put his head on other people that were on red carpet photos and he'd picture himself like, that's going to be me. I'm going to be a successful actor and it's all going to work out. And then in 1994, he got the call up that he was going to be paid $10 million on the dot for Dumb and Dumber. And that was the start. That was when his vision board finally kind of, you know, became the reality that he'd been working towards because he put it out there and he was working so hard towards it. So that is my favorite vision board story from Jim Carrey.
Yeah, and not to bring out the opposite side to that, but he got all those great things and it certainly messed with him too.
Yeah.
Where once he got them, it didn't feel as great as he thought it would feel and he changed his whole direction in life. Like now he's very esoterical in many different ways, but I suppose he can afford to be too.
But don't we all know that though, like with
that's
wisdom.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want this to come out the wrong way, Jace, but you're sitting here now and you've achieved everything on that vision board. I bet you don't feel like you thought you would feel 5 years ago.
Missing the house on the water. That's,
well, you know, though, I've ticked everything off, but geez, I thought, yeah, you know.
Yeah, like, you're right. I think what's the saying that the journey can be, you know, almost better than the destination.
You know, well, your values would be different now to what they were when you made that board, you know.
So I do look forward to reflecting, you know. So this was just a quick kind of thought of, you know, something I saw on the weekend on Sunrise Morning. So basically, you know, the actions that I'm going to take, and for those out there, if you've thought about a vision board or haven't looked at yours, would be to reflect on what you've achieved. So I do need to kind of, you know, it's coming up to Christmas, New Year's as well, which is often a really good time to just disconnect and unplug from everything. So this is your opportunity to reflect on what you've achieved, but then also put some thought and some attention into what's next. A good thing for a vision board is often to categorize into a few different categories and put down a couple of things in each area. So it might be professional, personal, health, and relationships. Now, I had a couple of things in all of those. I think it's important to basically segregate them out and separate it, because your relationship goal can be very different to, you know, what you're doing professionally, and you need to work on both equally to make them as successful as can be. Obviously, visuals that resonate. So if you are going to go to the effort to make a physical board or do a digital vision board, like finding the visuals that you connect with. And then placing the board somewhere you see it. I mean, if you are a digital nomad, might be your desktop. If you do prefer the physical, tangible things, as I said, the back of the door before you leave, the bedside table, somewhere in the bathroom. But that's my tips for over the Chrissy New Year break. If you're thinking, look, it'd be good just to reflect and refine the vision board. And yeah, let us know. I mean, I'd love to hear from you if you're, you know, in touch with any of us guys and can share your story. I'd love to hear it. But thank you for listening today. And Marty or Nick, anything that you want to add for your potential new vision boards?
I'll just say, if you're going to do it, look at it every day and be inspired in the actions today. Like, feel the feelings today. Don't get to a point where you achieve the vision and feel like, I've got to create another vision because that didn't feel as good as I thought. And then you're 5 years down the track or 6 years down the track. So I'd say very, very present. Definitely have something to focus on that motivates and stimulates visually, and then and take all the attributes of that and bring them into actions today. So feel good every day, and I guarantee you'll get there even quicker again. So that's from my perspective.
I really struggle with long-term goals and visions and whatnot. And I don't know why, but I just do. And I think the underlying reason I do is because things change so quick. And, you know, we've just been talking about how much our values change. So, you know, I know that my vision board 10 years ago would have been irrelevant now. So I kind of think, and this is not to downplay vision boards, I actually like them, but I think for me, what I might do next year is focus on one or two things only. So I don't know what my vision is in 20 years, because it's probably going to change three times over the next 5 years. But what's the one thing that I think I need to achieve next year to get me closer to what that utopia could be, whatever it is? And I think for me, I might just do that, and I might try and create a vision of what I want to do next year, and probably only going to be one or two things, and get a little bit more micro on that.
Done.
That's for me anyway.
We'll come back in the new year. We'll record an app on what our little micro goals for next year are, and we'll recap on how the break went and what we got out of our heads and onto the page.
Might set up a vision day. Yeah. Just every day.
Just get a numbers game vision board going as well. Let's get there.
Yeah, we'll have a lunch, a few beers, another reason to be out and about.
That's right.
Now you've got my attention. Thank you for listening, guys. Appreciate it. Like, share, subscribe. Do everything you've got to do. If you haven't checked us out on YouTube yet, head over to the YouTube channel and look up the Numbers Game podcast. You can see Nick's lovely head and Marty's beautiful haircut that he's always rocking. And until next time, thanks for joining. And
if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? Game over.
This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The conversations are of a general nature and do not qualify as financial or tax advice. We recommend, before you make any financial decisions, you consult a licensed professional. Individuals on the podcast may hold positions in the companies discussed.